Chapter 9. Lexi didn't have time to think about who had broken into Chez Philippe. She had a lot to do at the bakery, and still had to find time to meet with the wedding planner to finalize the menu. She extricated herself from Jack's lap, pushed him out the back door, fed Sprinkles, and then made a mad dash for her car, stopping at her parents' RV only long enough to bang on the door and yell a quick goodbye. The sound of her father's power drill pierced the air as she pulled out of the driveway. 15 minutes later, she was pulling into her spot behind the bakery. The smell of vanilla and sugar hit her as soon as she opened the door. She stood in the back entrance, inhaling the intoxicating scent. There was nothing she loved more than the smell of fresh baked cookies. Peeking into the kitchen, she could see Cassie at work, folding chocolate chips into a large stainless steel bowl. Cassie looked up and smiled. "I've been waiting for you." Cassie threw down the bowl, ran over to the other side of the room, and grabbed a brown box. "This came in the mail yesterday, and I've been dying to show it to you." Lexi didn't remember ordering anything. She walked over to the table as Cassie dug excitedly in the box, the smile growing on her face as she lifted out what was inside. "I ordered it special for your cake." Lexi stared at the item that Cassie held triumphantly in her hand. It was a wedding cake topper, the bride with a chef's hat and the groom in a police uniform. "What? I didn't even know you could order stuff like that." Lexi's heart swelled at the thoughtful gesture. "That was so nice of you." She turned and crushed Cassie in a hug. "Well, you are my best friend, and you did trust me to make the most important cake of your life." Cassie had worked as Lexi's assistant since she'd opened the bakery, and was becoming quite proficient in baking, with a particular flair for cake decorating. When she'd offered to make Lexi's wedding cake, Lexi had happily accepted. She could think of no one better to trust the job to than her best friend. "It's perfect," Lexi said.
"Well, I figured you could use a pick-me-up after all that business over at Chez Philippe."
Cassie put the topper gently back into the box. Lexi rolled her eyes and leaned against the counter, eyeing the plates of oversized cookies that were waiting to be displayed in the glass bakery cases out front. Her mouth watered, and she thought about nibbling on a snickerdoodle until she remembered she'd just wolfed down most of a cheese blintz. Better to hold off on the cookies if she still wanted to fit into her gown.
"I know. I need that like I need a hole in the head. I'm so busy with all this wedding stuff. When will I find time to investigate a double murder?"
"Yeah. John couldn't believe they put a rookie in charge." Cassie made a face.
"Tell me about it. Worst part is, she seems to be hell-bent on proving I did it. I would feel so much better if Jack and John were investigating it."
"At least you have Nans and the ladies, right?"
Cassie crossed over to the oven, shoved her hands in oven mitts, took 2 cookie sheets out, and deftly scraped the cookies onto racks to cool.
"Yeah, thankfully. Otherwise, I might be looking forward to wearing handcuffs instead of a wedding ring," Lexi said. "Nans and I went over to talk to Veronica's fiancé yesterday and found out something that will hopefully clear me, so I shouldn't have to worry about it anymore."
"Oh?"
Cassie picked up 2 trays of cookies, gesturing for Lexi to take the others. Lexi picked up the trays and told Cassie about the couple's fight and disappearance of the fiancé while the girls walked to the front of the store. Cassie slid the door of one of the glass pastry cases open and leaned in to arrange the cookies. Lexi took a moment to look around the front room of her shop, and her lips curled up in a smile. She'd always dreamed of owning her own bakery, and a few years ago, thanks to a loan from her parents, her dream had come true. Her bakery, the Cup and Cake, was situated in an old mill building that sat in the middle of downtown Brook Ridge Falls. In the back was the kitchen where she and Cassie did all the baking,
and the front room had glass display cases full of pastries, along with cafe tables that sat next to a floor-to-ceiling window with a picture-perfect view of the falls the town was named for. A self-serve coffee station was set up near the tables, and the pungent aroma of fresh-brewed coffee spiced the air.
Wait a minute. I thought John told me Chez Philippe got broken into last night, Cassie said, looking back over her shoulder and interrupting Lexi's thoughts.
Yeah, I know. I just found that out from Jack. I figured Stuart, her fiancé, would be halfway across the country by now. Lexi moved to the second pastry case and opened the door, reaching in to rearrange some of the items to fit the cookies.
Maybe he broke back in to remove evidence or something, Cassie suggested.
Lexi frowned at the peanut butter cookies she was stacking in the case.
Maybe. But Jack said the place had been searched. You'd think the evidence would be right out in plain sight. Why would he have to search?
That's a good question. Cassie stacked the last of her cookies in the case and stood up, one giant chocolate chip cookie in her hand.
Maybe there was something in the store or their files he didn't want the police to find. Just where exactly did he search?
Lexi finished with her display and stood up. I don't know. I'll have to ask Jack. Cassie broke the cookie in half and handed half to Lexi.
Well, in any event, it seems like the fiancé running away is a sure sign of his guilt. So that lets you off the hook.
Yep. Lexi nibbled her half of the cookie. I'm going to stop by the police station later today and get my shoe back.
Your shoe?
Cassie wrinkled her forehead at Lexi. When I found the bodies, I ran over to see if I needed to do CPR or something, and I stepped in blood. They took one of my Jimmy Choo's as evidence.
No wonder you want it back. Those things cost a mint.
Yeah, I just hope I can clean it off. Lexi's stomach twisted. She didn't want to wear blood-stained shoes, but she'd splurged on that pair, and her budget didn't allow for too many expensive shoe purchases. Anyway, I'm sure Detective Davies will have figured out the fiancé is the killer by now, and will be willing to knock me off the suspect list.
One can only hope. I heard she was kind of ditzy.
Cassie shoved the last of her half of the cookie into her mouth. You might say that, but I feel pretty confident that even Watson Davies will agree the case is closed. Lexi nibbled on her cookie thoughtfully. I mean, it's pretty obvious Stuart Wiggins is the killer. Why would he have disappeared if he wasn't? Cassie shrugged.
Right. He would have no reason to run, so it makes sense to me that he did it.
He probably killed her in a fit of anger. They had the fight. He chased her in the car and found her at Chez Philippe. Lexi frowned. Poor Philippe just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That explains almost everything, except the break-in, Cassie said.
Lexi sighed. I know. And I know exactly what Nance is going to say once she finds out about it.
What's that?
If there's something in the store Stuart didn't want the police to find, then there may be more to this case than meets the eye.